on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
This is a Fresh Thought. Listen up to Levi Luskin.
All right, thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect. It is, just about halfway through, a little more than halfway through the broadcast today. Coming up at the top of the hour, the ACLJ broadcast with the American Center of Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow. Stay with us. We'll get to that in about less than 30 minutes at the top of the hour. But in studio with us now from the Eastern Hills Christian Academy up at Morris and...
Candelaria.
I should have just said it. Holly Brooks is here with us. She's the administrator, and Michelle Smith joins us in studio. Ladies, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thanks for having us.
Of course, throughout the day, our listeners can hear the spots running for Eastern Hills Christian Academy, one of the sponsors of KLYT, and also you'll find information on their website. You can just go straight there to EasternHillsChristianAcademy.org, but on the KLYT website, I want to remind you, under sponsors, you'll find a link to their information as well. So, ladies, are you doing spring break this week, or...
No, our spring break starts for the kids on the 25th.
Oh, okay.
And then they come back on the 8th.
So all right. We're
kind of following the APS schedule in terms of breaks.
Is it a break for the kids or the teachers?
Yes, definitely.
A well-needed break for all, yes.
Well, listen, Eastern Hills has been doing this a little while, Holly.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
quite a history up there. How long has it been now?
This year is our 50th year. We started as a preschool, pre-K, and kindergarten in 1973.
So
we've been around 50 years.
I was a little guy back then.
I was born back
then. I was running around catching lizards up in the Northeast Heights somewhere, I think. But so now, though, it's K through...
8th grade.
Okay.
Preschool through 8th grade.
Yeah. That's right, because Michelle Smith, who's here, is heading up the preschool. How's that going, Michelle?
It's great. I love it.
Yeah. What do you love most about teaching kids in preschool?
Well, you never know what they're going to say or what they're going to do.
That's exactly what I was actually thinking of Art Linkletter. You know, he said in having interviews and having people on the show, he used to say, never kids and never pets. You just don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. Every day is a new adventure.
Right? That's what keeps education interesting. You never get bored.
Yeah.
Never.
And I'll tell you this. I mean, as I've grown older, those things that, you know, I know got under my skin when I was younger, they make me laugh now.
Yeah.
You know, I wish I would have recorded that. That was great.
Exactly.
Now, more importantly, as parents are looking at, you know, what's happening in education really across the country, but more specifically right here in New Mexico, we had people on the air recently talking about, you know, some of the things that fall under the referendum project. And for parents to be concerned about what's going on in public school as far as notifications to parents and faculty at schools, you know, not sharing with the parents what's going on with their kids.
Absolutely.
And it's just, I mean, contrast that with what's going on at Eastern Hills Christian Academy.
Oh, absolutely. So at Eastern Hills, we're definitely, we're a family, we're a community. And biblical principle is first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
Bible is taught every day in every class, considered a core subject. We are very particular about keeping to biblical principle and not feeding into the society and what's happening
right
around us and what's happening in the public schools. And, you know, that's where we get a lot of our families is, you know, they come and say, we really, you know, we need something different for our kids. And I believe we offer that something different for sure. We love the kids. We teach God's word and that's the bottom line.
So for parents that are kind of looking around, talk about accreditation and the different things that would set Eastern Hills Christian Academy, apart from other, you know, you mentioned the teaching through a biblical worldview lens.
Yes, absolutely. All of our curriculum that we have, we've purchased all new curriculum in the past couple of years, and it is all biblically integrated curriculum in every subject. We are currently going through our reaccreditation process this year.
Nice.
So yeah, that's coming up in April, right after spring break.
And that's a lot of work.
It's a ton of work. It's a ton of work. But our accrediting body is ACSI, which is the Association of Christian Schools International. We are dually accredited actually with Cognia as well.
Okay. And then one of the things I know we wanted to talk about, now it's preschool through mid-high. And now that's eighth grade here in New Mexico.
Correct.
Tell me a little bit more about the middle school and how that might, you know, be something that would be attractive to parents looking for kids, not only for the things we've already talked about, how important it is to keep the Word of God as part of each subject, but some of the other, you know, when you're in middle school, listen, for me, whenever I worked with youth, mm-hmm. it was like, I didn't have the energy for middle school. And those guys, you got to keep those guys busy.
Absolutely. So I'm gonna actually refer to
Michelle. I had a middle schooler. She's no longer in middle school. She's in high school, but she went through the Eastern Hills program from preschool, 3 years old, all the way through. And middle school in particular, our middle school is very unique. The teachers are amazing. They really teach the whole child.
Yeah.
It's not just teaching them educationally. It's the child as a whole, spiritually, cognitively, the whole bit, and emotionally. And like for middle school girls are very emotional. And they really reach their hearts and are able to minister to their hearts. And our school offers so many different programs for the middle schoolers. They can get involved in sports if that's what they enjoy doing.
Yep.
My daughter was in after-school drama because uh-huh. she loves to act, and she was very much artsy. So she went in that route. But they offer so many different programs for our kids to stay busy and
just for our electives and things that right. we offer. We do have it's a small school, but we actually have your typical middle school programming. So, you know, they get lockers. I know that's mm-hmm. a big thing these days for that. But mm-hmm. we have semester electives in PE and choir and art. But then we also have 9-week electives. So every 9 weeks, the kids get to pick from 6 different electives. Uh-huh. We've got baking, we've got sewing and crafting, cinema, lab rats, which is like a science, you know, experiments.
I got an F in sewing. That home ec wasn't, it didn't do it, man. but it's, you know, I was kind of dialed into that because when I was in mid school, it was kind of the same thing. You had a quarter of like wood shop, a quarter of PE, a quarter of home ec, mm-hmm. and just to have all those various things that really prepare them to become adults and be able to do some of these things that, you know.
Life skills is one of those classes we offer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and you mentioned drama.
Yeah.
Now, when the kids put on productions, is that something that is available for the public to go and
absolutely? Yeah. We just had a drama performance in February. Mm-hmm. So much fun! They do a little dessert theater. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great experience. Okay. My two daughters are in eighth grade at the school mm-hmm. this year, so they participated in drama this year for the first time. Never thought they would. They loved it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, no, it's really good. The middle school kids really have a lot that they can do.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you just tuned in, we're in the midst of a conversation with Michelle Smith. She oversees a preschool at Eastern Hills Christian Academy, and Holly Brooks, the administrator. We're going to continue our conversation when we come back from the break right after this on ABQ Connect. All right, thanks for joining us for ABQ Connect. Another reminder, this afternoon, tune in at 3:30. Where you'd normally hear Abounding Grace with Ed Taylor for the next month or so. Bless Israel. You'll be able to hear that broadcast from the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. And if you, after hearing that or hearing some of the different spots playing throughout the day, and with what's going on in Israel, and you want to reach out and support the people there, we encourage you to go to our website at klyt.fm. You'll see a link there or a banner for International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Just click on that, and it'll take you to a place that'll give you more information. So be listening for that Bless Israel broadcast. Again, that's weekday afternoons at 3:30. Actually, Sunday nights as well at 7:30, and overnight during the week at 2:30 in the morning. Bless Israel, the radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. We're in the midst of a conversation with Michelle Smith, the preschool teacher at Eastern Hills Christian Academy, and Holly Brooks is here as well, the administrator. And ladies, we talked a little bit about mid-school and some of the curriculum, I wanted to kind of go back to those parents that have those little kiddos, the ones that you're watching, Michelle,
yeah.
Kind of walk them through what a day in the life of the preschool at Eastern Hills Christian Academy is like.
So a typical day will look a lot like, you know, any educational center. However, we add in the Bible. So we would start with just our regular table time activities and circle time where they're learning their letter of the week, their shapes, their numbers. However, we also have Bible. So we open up God's word and we learn from his word. Just this morning, we talked about the triumphal entry.
I happened to walk by at that time. They're waving their little palm branches and singing a song.
So we were doing some dramatic play with it. We had one student like dressed like Jesus and one like a donkey. And
they're little sponges, aren't they?
They are. So we were shouting Hosanna. And
now, one of the things we want to make sure to do in this segment, Holly, let's speak to those parents that are listening and saying, oh, well, that's nice. That's not financially something I'm ever going to be able to do.
Right. So we are a state-licensed 5-star rated program in our preschool pre-K. And so what that means financially for some families is they can qualify for the child care assistance program that the state offers. They'll pay all the way up to the full tuition cost for those kiddos, as long as the family is, they're working families, the parents are working or going to school or searching for a job, they will look at income. And if it's 400% or below the federal poverty rate, they can apply and the state will send us the tuition check for their child. In the preschool pre-K program. So we also have some financial assistance available just through the school itself. We have a financial aid fund that's also divvied up by need. And then as we move into kindergarten through eighth grade, our school became partners with ACE scholarships. So this next school year is the first time that our families in kindergarten through eighth grade can apply. And it's very similar. It's 300% of the poverty rate and below. And they will award up to $3,000.
So would they do a search for ACE scholarships, or is that something they'd find a link on your website?
We do have a link on our website. So if you go to Eastern Hills Christian Academy.org or go EHCA.org, then we have at the top, there's an admissions tab.
Uh-huh.
And then from that tab, you'll be able to go to
tuition and assistance.
Yes, sir. Tuition and assistance. And you scroll down there and there's another place you can click for affording EHCA. And it has links to various scholarship opportunities, financial aid opportunities.
There it is. Yeah, kudos on the website. Someone did a real nice job. The other thing for those who may not be thinking about this, there's first responders discounts, military discount. And, you know, for those that are saying, yeah, but I got a bunch of kids, well, there's a sibling discount as well.
We also have a pay in full discount. Some of these you can couple together also.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
Here's really the best thing to do. If you're considering an alternative to the education your kids are getting now, and you're hearing about Eastern Hills Christian Academy, and you're thinking, well, that could work. What you need to do is contact the school.
Oh, absolutely.
Don't assume anything. Don't make a decision before talking to someone at the school, because I'm just going to guess that you're going to do everything you can to get those kids in class and get that biblical foundation absolutely. They need.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you call the school, and ask for Holly Brooks. I am the one that will give you a personal tour. I'm the administrator, but I love to do tours. And so it's just a personal one-on-one, just your family and myself. I show you the school, show you the classrooms, take time to sit down, answer any questions you might have.
You're kind of the Willy Wonka.
Something like that.
It's probably just as fun as you tour
absolutely.
The school.
Absolutely. You get to see our new playground and...
Nah. Yeah. Okay. Well, one of the things we touched on earlier was the electives and sports. We touched on some of the electives. What about the various sporting opportunities?
So we are a member of APEAL. It's the Albuquerque Parochial and Independent Athletic League. There's 32 schools that are part of that. So we actually participate in competitive sports. We have tennis when we have enough students that are interested. We have volleyball. We have basketball. We have archery, so we do the National Archery in the Schools program, just wrapping that up. We have track that we're doing right now. We do offer quite a bit of competitive sports for our middle school, but we also have it for our elementary starting in first grade. Mm-hmm. We combine with a couple of other schools, Christian schools, so we have, can field a team, but we have... cross country is also another one we do at the middle school, but we do that at the elementary. Cross country, flag football. What did we do? Volleyball, basketball. We're doing soccer right now for elementary and track as well. So we have a lot to offer.
Now, what about other events throughout the year? I know there's some things you do throughout the year that really draws, whether people have kids attending Eastern Hills Christian Academy or not, mm-hmm. there's community events that you have. You mentioned the drama.
Mm-hmm. We have Trunk or Treat every October.
Right.
And that's a large community event.
Yeah, we do. We do the fall festival, Trunk mm-hmm. or Treat. We always have a back-to-school barbecue bash every year. Our school board gets out and serves our mm-hmm. our families and our kids and, free of charge. And, anybody's welcome to come and check the school out at those events. We do fun things like grandparents' breakfasts. And, mm-hmm. We have a spring carnival coming up.
Yeah, that's April 19th.
Mm-hmm. That is correct. And yeah, anybody's welcome to come.
So what do they find at the spring carnival? The game booths?
Oh, absolutely. Game booths, some food trucks.
Some blow-ups, some jumpers.
Yeah. Lots of family fun.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And then in May, May 14th, looks like on the calendar, the spring worship and art show. Mm-hmm. Is that the art from the kids?
It is. Their art, they in their art class, they work on certain pieces, and it's displayed during the art show after the music program. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I would encourage you, if you haven't been there yet, you need to go to easternhillschristianacademy.org. And on the website, you'll find all that information we talked about, including the athletics and the after-school programs, the early education, information about athletics and the calendars there. And one of the other things, we kind of touched on this at the beginning of our conversation, parental involvement. This, you're not babysitters.
Oh no, but we welcome our parents to come and be involved and mm-hmm. to volunteer and actually we have a weekly opportunity for that. Our teachers have a collaboration time every Thursday so that we have continuity across grade levels between teachers, and we have families mm-hmm. that come in and they volunteer to be with the kids during the lunch hour so that our teachers have that opportunity. We have have a family events committee that really is wonderful, and they put on all of these events we're talking about. They really take that on and make that happen.
You know what I keep hearing is family.
Oh, that's yeah. what that is kind of our motto at Eastern Hills. We really are a family school.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've been there 17 years, and it's always been a small, well, not always small, but a family school.
And even when it wasn't small, it felt mm-hmm. small.
It absolutely did.
Yeah.
That's culture. That's, you know, you build that into who, mm-hmm. who you are as a school. And mm-hmm. I've been there for last year and this year, and I can say the same thing. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. I haven't been there 17 years like Michelle has, but it definitely, it's family, it's community. Mm-hmm. You know, and we do, we also, you know, talk about that. Parents are concerned about that community, about that they want to know their kids are safe. We have a very secure campus as well.
Absolutely.
Well, if parents have any kind of question about this, again, we'd encourage them to go to the website at easternhillschristianacademy.org, connect with them before you make a decision about, if you're thinking about making a change in education or maybe getting your child into education for the very first time. It's an opportunity for you to get the information before you make a decision. Mm-hmm. It's really important you do that. And don't decide you can't do something until you really connect with Eastern Hills Christian Academy. Ladies, as always, appreciate your time. And I look forward to having you back again real soon.
Thank you so much for having us.
All right. Thanks. And don't forget tomorrow, the full hour with Paul Gessing with the Rio Grande Foundation. Every weekday afternoon, we appreciate you joining us 1 o'clock on ABQ Connect.